Generation Alpha followed Generation Z, and they are naming the generation now being born Generation Beta. This sounds like textbook late capitalism dark humor. In online subcultures, beta male means men who lack masculinity. Why would anybody choose such a loaded word for an entire generation if it were not dark humor? Not fair. Youth and late capitalism have been debated for a long time, especially since the market crash of 2008. That fateful crisis turned countless lives upside down. Suddenly, families with great expectations for the future saw all their dreams evaporating before their eyes. America's middle class still has not fully recovered from its aftershocks. Whether it is a health crisis like COVID or the hyperinflation of recent years, those with diminished savings find themselves struggling like fish out of water. Yet, the consequences of these and other crises have been toughest on the young. They are the ones for whom the changes have been most drastic. After initially being brought up in relative comfort, they saw their parents and guardians struggling to make ends meet. The creature comforts they could count on vanished, and an uncertain future stared them in the face. As their educational careers progressed, many could not get into good schools and consequently had to prematurely join the workforce or were saddled with bone-crushing student loans. If you think prominent Americans are free of this problem, look no further than Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and former Transport Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who are still in the process of paying off their debts. I think I have mentioned it more than once in my columns, but perhaps repetition may help the message sink in. I have not read a better encapsulation of the tragedy faced by youth than the late Mark Fisher's Ghosts of My Life, Writings on Depression, Hontology, and Lost Futures, 2014. A chapter titled Slow Cancellation of the Future describes a cultural and social condition in late capitalism where the ability to imagine, create, or move toward genuinely new futures has been eroded. Instead of progress, marked by radical shifts in art, music, technology, or politics, society is trapped in a state of inertia, endlessly recycling the past. Fisher argues this is not a sudden collapse, but a gradual, almost imperceptible process, where the expectation of novelty and transformation has been replaced by nostalgia, repetition, and a haunting sense of what could have been. Fisher borrows Hontology from Jacques Derrida, using it to describe a cultural mood where the present is haunted by lost futures, visions of progress, for example, space travel, utopian societies, once promised but never materialized. These ghosts linger in art and media, evoking a melancholic sense of absence. Building on Frederick Jameson's ideas of late capitalism, Fisher sees this stagnation as a symptom of neoliberalism's triumph in the 1980s and 1990s.